For many years I lived and worked in Scotland and England, playing before I joined Planxty, and I learned some fine songs in Scotland, and I'd like to finish now with a Scottish ballad called Bogie's Bonnie Bell, which tells the story of a young farm labourer who was working on this very big farm in Scotland, and the man who owned the farm had a very beautiful daughter, and the farm labourer and the beautiful daughter got on very well together, and she became pregnant, and he wanted to marry her, but because he was a farm labourer and she was a rich man's daughter, the marriage was not allowed to take place. And the song describes the man's desire to marry the girl and describes her beauty.
As I went out be Huntley town one evening for to fee, oh, I met with Bogie O'Kearney, and with him I didn't agree. To care for his two best horses and cart and harrow and plough, or anything about farm work that I very well should know. Old Bogie had a daughter, her name was Isabel. She's the lily of the valley and the primrose of the dell. And when she went out walking, she took me for her guide down by the burn O'Kearney for to watch the small fish glide. And when 3 months were past and gone, this girl, she lost her bloom, and the rent fell from her rosy cheeks, and her eyes began to swoon. And when 9 months were past and gone, she bore to me a son, and I was thread sent for to see what could be done. I said that I would marry her, but that it wouldn't do, for you're no a match for me bonny wee girl, and she's no a match for you. Oh, now she's married to a tinker lad that comes frae Huntley town. He sells pots and pans and paraffin lamps, and he scours the country round. Oh, maybe she's had a better match, old Bogie can't tell. So farewell, ye lads, oh Huntley town, and to Bogie's bonny bell.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Well, this next song is quite an old song. It must be at least 150 years old. It dates from the time of the famine in Ireland, when there was no food and consequently there was no money and no work. And it was a bit like the oil crisis of today, I suppose. But in those days, a man could only make his life better by perhaps marrying a woman who had a little house or a few cattle or something like that. And in this song, the man does just that. He gives up the girl that he's in love with in order to get married to the woman with the land, and he lives to regret it. And this song is a lament for having married for, well, not wealth exactly, but wealth as opposed to love.
And I wish the queen
would call home her army. From the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet again.
In Ireland, we have a lot of songs of the emigrant, and this is a song about a man from the south of Ireland who emigrated to America in the 19th century, and the song describes his homesickness, and it's called The Cliffs of Dunene. Travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunene. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare. Oh, the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen. From the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunene, it's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. Oh, the hare and lofty pheasant are quite plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunene. Fare thee well to Dunene, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunene. Thank you.